The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Hello, welcome to This War Gamer. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Stream Streak. Who knows today? It's someday. But most importantly, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Ba 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 ba. I don't know what the intro was. Anyway, hello everyone. Welcome to the show. Hello everyone joining us live. Thank you to everyone listening to the podcast. Please stay hydrated. It's my catchphrase, no matter who else writes it. And thank you to everyone on the Honest Wargamer Patreon. Big love to you. Big love to you. I hope you're well. Thanks so much. And Merry Christmas to all in the chat. Tom the Hobbit, how you doing? Apparently I have a giant heart, says Tom Hobbit. Ogre heart. I'd lost a day there. No, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Adias Knight, thanks for subscribing. Bub. Oh, I need to set Streamlabs up. I reset my computer because it was making chirping noises again. So, give me a second. Thanks very much, Adias Knight, you babe. So, Twitch chat, how are you all today? In preparation for tomorrow, I'm just chilling. Got lots to do today. Before tomorrow starts, DJ Batman, big love to you. Snowman Wizard, how are you? Diadrin, building stunties, they look great. If Diadrin, if you could link your Instagram, please, or at least the picture to those stunties, you guys will really enjoy those stunties. Copenhammer, you asked a question yesterday, which I don't think I answered when you donated some money, which was, you asked a question about whether or not we'll be making STL files available. Not yet. But I think at some point our plan is to have some of our own terrain designed, and then yes, we're going to make that available for people to download. So that's a future thing. So I hope that answers that question. Tom Salisbury, afternoon, Merry Christmas. Big Daddy Owl, out of fucking standing. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, baby. Hope you're well. Faces and Bases, Hellstorm Dan, Merry Christmas to you. DJ Batman, what a set. Love your wet bandit tag. Thanks. Merry Christmas, D-Man Cash. Okay, so today I'm just painting. I'm just going to chill today. So if you've got any questions, feel free. I'm painting up these Nurgly boys, which I know isn't very Christmassy. I'm doing it anyway, basically. So that's my drums. Well, that's my plan anyway. So, everyone should click out. A little early for Crimbo. It's actually Christmas Eve Eve. So it's Christmas Eve tomorrow, Christmas Eve Eve. You got your 3D printers yet? Yes, Sergeant Rolf, I have. I set two of them up yesterday. I haven't actually got them printing yet. So that's kind of on my list of jobs to do today. I've got a couple of jobs I'm going to do today, actually, post the stream. I'm quite excited about it. I don't know if you've seen on other channels, but they do a thing where you get raffle tickets at the end of the month. And so now I feel like there's something I could raffle off every month. So basically, I'm going to set up a thing. So everyone who already subscribes on Patreon or subscribes on Twitch, then you are automatically going to be entered into a raffle at the end of every month. Like, there's a ticket and there's a draw, and then I'm going to give away a piece of terrain, which I'm quite excited about. But I need to set it up. It's like, I think I have to involve Nightbot or Streamlabs or fuck knows, something. That'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll showcase it. I'll get it all working later today, and then tomorrow I'll showcase it. So, can I win? Plymouth Rock says anyone can win, is kind of the point. So, raffle off nudes. I could also raffle off nudes, but I think that's not allowed under terms and services. I'll do that on Patreon. Tasteful cosplay nudes. I mainly am going to cosplay as a hipster fuck. Does that work out? Hobby question. Do you use the soft tickle end of the stiffy pointer end of the brush? Oh, what, this end? So what, use this end? I haven't used this end before. I could try it. Right, yes. Raffle off terrain, the news are just bonus, nice and legal, Scott B. Yeah, that's kind of the plan. The idea is like other streamers generally do a giveaway at the end of the month. So I'd like to be able to do a giveaway thing as well. So now, thanks to you guys donating money so we can get some 3D printers, I could probably do like a terrain piece a month, which would be fun to do. For me, at least, like, I think that'd be an adventure. Like, it'll be nice to give something back, which is super fun. And I mean, it's not going to change all the content we make. We're still just going to do the same thing, but we're now just adding on a prize for watching or being on Patreon or whatever, which people already do. So really, it's not to get anyone new. The people already here are the only people I like. Let's just stay with you guys and then give you something back, which I think would be nice. Artistic news saturates of Honest Wargamer co-host. So, Yoda Goodsell, one of the things I was thinking about was having the Honest Wargamer hosts designed as models and then having those available for people to print, which I thought would be fun. Like, have the SDLs, and I guess we could even, like, make the models. And I thought that would be a fun thing, a little project to try and make happen in 2021. I mean, it wouldn't be particularly hard. I look like basically anybody. Nathan Prescott with a giant pair of pants would be hilarious. Really tiny James, because he's very small. Tom would have to be in some sort of running pose. You know, Nick could have to be punching a kid. But I just think that would be Liberator Dan. Owen, you get it. You get it. But I thought that'd be a fun thing to do next year. So I'll try and make that happen as well. I'll put that into my little project box. 100% putting a Rob head on an E-Rider. I guess you could just do the heads. So Nathan Prescott heads. So I might actually. There's guys downstairs, Ramshackle Games. They design models anyway. So very tempted to do a collab with those guys. So you can have some Honest Wargamer show heads if you guys would be interested in that. Thanks, Crazy Horse. Big love to you, Nathan. As a grot would be sexy. Prop Joe says, are 3D printers also usable by us that live in apartments, or are the fumes too toxic? You need a garage or some such. Prop Joe, I'm pretty certain you could just use one in an apartment if you use the FDM ones, not if you use the resin ones, which are different. Would anyone be interested in a Nathan Prescott head that you could put on a Stormcast or on an eel or on an orc? I feel like everyone would be into that. I think everyone would love that, personally. But I would love it the most. I would convert all of my armies to be Nathan Prescott themed eventually. One of my friends commissioned sculpts from Kev Adams. Kev will sculpt your face on a goblin. That's interesting, darker design. That would be amazing. We also need a jet, please. Oh, that would be such a good Christmas present. Right, no one mentioned that to Nathan, and I'll try and get a jet commissioned by the guys downstairs. I don't know how much that would cost, but I'll go and get it done. That would be a great Christmas present for Nathan, wouldn't it? Fuck yeah, get him his little dog back as a little model. A little Nathan the Jet model. That'd be cute. Helga Wild, thanks for subscribing. Hope you're well. Hope it's not too cold over there at the minute. And you're good. Jog PLC, what up? Has anyone got any questions? Anything that they've seen out in the Twitter sphere or they've seen out on the internet at the minute? I won't lie. I feel like the news generally has slowed down over the past week or a few weeks. Obviously, not a lot of models coming out, not a lot of battle terms or codexes coming out. Not a lot of announcements either, which I think is quite interesting, because you would think that there might be some for Christmas. And now, well, we've talked about this on the shows previously, shipping in the UK could be in a real difficult position. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen from Games Workshop over the next few days, I think. But yeah, Arcanaut Admiral says he's sad about the no FAQ. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, ultimately, not a lot of us can even get out there and physically play games, I guess. So the lack of an FAQ doesn't overly perturb me. I think that's fine. But we, you know, it could be anything. But yeah. It doesn't bother me much, because if an FAQ happens tomorrow, there's nothing I can do about it, so. Helgemar, working 12-hour shifts on Sigmas Eve, Sigmas, and the 2nd of Sigmas. Look forward to watching you entertain me. Helgemar, my pleasure. Get into the open house. So yeah, if you guys weren't aware, for some reason, over the next 3 days from midday, so from the start of the stream street, I'm going to be live for most of the day. We're just going to be hanging out, got loads of guests coming in. It probably might be me for hours at certain points, but we're just going to be hanging out, painting some models, shooting some shit, just classic, basically. And it'll be a great place for everyone in the chat to talk to each other, like get to know each other. I might like do like chat-based questions. I'd be like, so where's everyone from? So, and then everyone would put in the chat. So that'll be fun. So everyone can get to know each other. Because a whole bunch of you, like Primark, big love to you. Nice seeing you. Darker Design, Helgemar. I know that you're all from like different places in the world. And you're always in the chat. So it'd be nice for you to get to know each other as well, I think. I'm all about community building. So I think that would be sweet. Everyone just hanging out, shooting the shit, just having a nice time. Brilliant news, that'll cheer me up. Idiot Wind, well, it's going to be all over the next 3 days, so I'm glad it'll cheer you up, and I'm looking forward to it. Ty Winning, thanks for subscribing again for 31 months. You're an angel. Superfly Jimmy Snooker, I'm doing a 12-hour night shift tonight all over Christmas. Woo. 12 hours is plenty. Plenty of time. Like, why are you both doing 12-hour shifts? Helgemar's doing one as well. How come you're both doing big shifts? Darker Design asks, have you seen printable scenery terrain and what do you think of it? I have some here. Anthony, who's in the chat right now, so a Crazy Horse sent us some for the Super Series. I think it's excellent, which is really good. And then obviously we've also had terrain from the Fantastic Dark Fantastic Mills, which is also phenomenal terrain. Looks really, really, really good, so that's really awesome as well. So the three, and actually of the, and then the water board that we have has got a bunch of like shipwreck 3D designs as well. So actually three of the Super Series boards that we had made were all already 3D printed to some degree. One of them less so, and the other two completely. So it really does feel like that's the future for at least terrain design. I'm very excited. Now I feel like I've got the functionality to at least start banging out some terrain. It'd be very interesting to see where that goes in the future. I've been talking to loads of people over the past few days. It's very exciting to see where that goes with models, especially alternate models as well. Like, you know, we keep talking about Skaven, Scryer models. So the Acolytes, they're £13 per one model from Games Workshop. And usually you take them in units of 20. And sometimes you can have three units of 20, so up to 60, which is obviously bananas. There are other companies that produce those same sorts of models, and you can do some so you could use those already as like, I mean, they're literally designed to be Scryer Acolytes basically. And there are also some STL files, so the files that you use to print, which you can use to produce those same models. So if you have yourself a resin printer, then effectively probably for the price, for less than the price it would cost you to buy that unit from Games Workshop, you could replicate that unit for yourself and have yourself a resin printer to do other stuff as well, for example. So I think model printing is also, there are two kind of like disciplines, I think. So terrain printing, very fascinating. People like Anthony, Crazy Horse in the chat have already been extolling the virtue of that online. Like when we, last year, I was blown away by the terrain last year when we were in NashCon. So Anthony had done a bunch of the boards which used the stream tables. They looked incredible, and they looked like very few things that I'd seen at events traveling all around. Cold Shoulder, thanks for subscribing, baby. Cold Shoulder 69, I love your stream name, that's great. I personally, sorry, what is this about waterboarding? No waterboarding allowed. Merry Christmas, Cold Shoulder. Merry, Merry Christmas. Ultimately, I think that there's some really fun opportunities to produce models for yourself or for models to be produced for people, which are, like, in keeping with the theme of an army, but maybe they're just an alternate sculpt. There's great terrain, brilliant, and then there's alternate models, which are, like, arguably in some cases better or different. So, like, if you want a different Ogre Tyrant, there's a really great Ogre Conquistador model that I've seen, which would just be badass. And who doesn't want an Ogre Conquistador? Squinty Hugh, thank you very much for subscribing, Angel. Again, Merry Christmas to you. The progress bar for the printer farm is done, so I took it off. The printer farm is done. So anyway, That's been the main conversation over the past few days. I'm sorry that it's been the main convo. I just think it's a fascinating one, watching people around the world. There's some very interesting... What does everyone else in the Twitch chat think? Yeah, I could start a new one, but I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that tomorrow. If I start, I was going to do... I'll talk about maybe starting up a thing for a resin printer. Then giving away terrain, if I get a resin printer, I could also give away some models every month as well with a resin printer. So that would be a fun little thing to add in, which I might do. I might set that up tomorrow. So that's over Christmas time. Female ogres, I'd be all about those. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, if you're not a very good... ask me how I know. I know how you know. Merry Christmas, Scotty Hugh. My gift to you is the knowledge that my 1 year son has started wearing red, black flannel shirts as of today. Yes! That's a great look. That's a great look. Red, black flannel shirts are brilliant. Why wouldn't you want your kid to look like a lumberjack? Is what I think. Gersey, thanks for subscribing. I almost missed it. Big love to you. Merry Christmas. Hope you're well. I hope you're good. Culture says I'm going to be playing my first game and my son's a behemoth today. Let's hope I don't invest in this army and I don't like the way they play. Well, I hope it works out for you. I hope you really enjoy it because, like, they did. Can we all talk about Ash McEwan's? What word am I looking for? Mega Gargan. Ash McEwan's Mega Gargan is insane. If anyone's seen it, Borderlands, which is game, so cell shading, he painted a Mega Gargan like it was cell shaded, and it looks mental. Surge MMO, Merry Christmas, and Merry Your Christmas. Good. This is a behemoth model I painted. What the fuck, legit? I don't know how. It's so good. It's so good. If he does an army like that, holy shit. It's just unbelievable. If anyone's got the link to the tweet or something like that, that would be great. But it's so good. Super sexy. I'm a big fan of it. It looks really, really class. And he just is, like, I feel like he's taking the world by storm a little bit, which is really good. It's so good, says Lee Bromley. Draconda asks, Ash's model. So, Tristan, thanks so much for linking in the chat. Do you think we need to talk more about encouraging people to use proxies or even empty bases, perhaps CTS, to find out if an army's right for a person because it's a massive investment? Draconda, I absolutely agree with you. I think there's two really interesting things that's happened over the course of the past year. Thanks to lockdown. Obviously, a lot of people are using TTS and trying out all sorts of armies that maybe they wouldn't have tried out before, and therefore maybe buying some models that they want. I think for me, one of the reasons I'm sat on so much plastic back in the studio is because for many times, Born Again Manchild, thanks for donating $6.69 to the show. I really, really, really appreciate that, bud. That's super nice of you. One of the reasons that I think the conversation about 3D printing is so relevant right now is the huge cost, of getting into it. I was talking literally a couple of days ago about, like, if I wanted to get a new army next year, which, because of what I do for work, and I feel like one of those things that seems fairly relevant to get a new army. Now, you can be cheap and smart, like you can eBay stuff, you can get stuff from third-party retailers, you can plan your list ahead of time. But I think practicing... Ah, Dreadwood, thanks for donating 269 bits. I think one of the really interesting conversations is that, like, it's a huge investiture, especially if you don't like the army. Like, not just based on the models, if you don't like the army. So doing some practice games on TTS, doing some practice games with... empty bases with some stuff written on. I think of a really good example in the past where my friend Joe, this is way, way before COVID, this is last year, year before maybe, he traveled over, he had a Neferata list that he really wanted to try. I was like, sweet. So he just put some bases down, he wrote the name of the units on, we played a full proper game, it was really fun, and at the end of it he's like, nah, I don't really like how it plays. So he ended up not buying it. And I think that's one of the that was a really important moment for me as well. I was like, that's actually a really smart idea. You know, you just try some stuff out. I remember when OBR came out, I proxied the whole army. Me and Nathan played, I don't know, like 10 games with the OBR stuff. Like, we like really rinsed it out. I just proxied everything. And it was super useful. I mean, it's even easier now with Tabletop Simulator. It's even easier now. Like, if a Battletome came out tomorrow, I mean, we were having results like that day. Like, when the Marathi book came out, and we talked about Yeetwing, so that's all the Liberators in Stormkeep Patrol just yeeting forward. Me and Adam played that game twice, like, almost straight away. I've racked up, like, 2 games against Mega Gargants by playing Colonel Cabbage in, like, a day. You know, like, during lockdown, when really I shouldn't have been able to play anybody. So, actually, TTS has been, like, a phenomenal tool for people to try stuff instantaneously. Get it out, try it out, see what the rules are like. So, I actually think big positives for the playtest community and for people like myself in the future. So I think that's investiture. Someone has been reading some Brandon Sanderson. I think I might have. I'm a converter, so Sons of Mehmet, even if I don't like playing them, they're beautiful blank slates for me to impart imagination onto. Cold Shoulder, I agree. Because there is something that's different about that. there is something about the models as well. I'll give you a very good example. So here's a good example. So I'm doing Death Guard, right? So I've got this model, yeah, which is super cool. So he's got some piping and he's got a bolt gun. He's got a little plague knife. So he's a bolt gun, plague knife. That's the equipment. And there I've got him exactly the same again. And here he is exactly again. Like, just the same model. I think I've got him 4 times. And that's not because I built him out of the box. This is one like the starter box dudes. However, if there were some Plague Marines or some bits, which again, when you buy the Plague Marine box, you can build like a few combinations, but not loads. And so if there were some like 3D printable bits or whatever, you would want them to look different. And then that really changes up when you think about something like Cities of Sigmar. Like, it's cool to have a unit of like handgunners, let's say, but you want the other unit of handgunners to look fucking exactly the same. Like, it's just weird for me. Like, Plague Bearer is a good example. If you're taking 30 and then you're having 2 units of 10, do you want those 2 units of 10 to look the same? Or do you want, like, I've pretty much made a promise to myself that, like, I'm not going to try and, like, buy multiples of the same kit time and time again in the future. It just is weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird to just be like, I'll buy, like, the Eels is a good example. Like, 27 of the same fucking model. Like, you don't want to change anything about them. And that's what I mean. Like, I think 3D printing, you could do some cool changes up, but you could practice it on TTS beforehand. So I think next few years, customers or players or us, we're in the best position we've ever been in to end up with the most imaginative armies, like Cold as Shoulders saying, where you can just like add stuff on and add elements, but also playtest those armies before we spend the money on them, before we spend the time and before we create those units. So I think it's a great time to be in the hobby personally. Hey Battlecho, big love to you. Scott B, do you think Games Workshop are largely tolerating TTS because of COVID? Will they ban hammer after it? So a lot of people have talked about this. I think one of the problems with banhammering Tabletop Simulator is because really it's the data files are just shared between everyone else. So if you just have them on your computer, no one can take them off you. They could try and like go straight after it and go through Steam. It depends how big lawyers they go through, but I just don't think they will. I think that, like, ultimately, if you look at their bottom line or the profits they're about to announce, or if they've already announced it, that they've smashed this year during COVID. So I think, like, the Tabletop Simulator community really is only a benefit to them, because it's not that you don't want to spend your money on your hobby, but trying it on TTS, actually, instead of buying this unit which you hated, you then buy this unit which you loved. So it's probably a good thing for them, ultimately. It's like the chapter proof reads and Stormcast Chambers. Yes, exactly. Honestly, conversion potential of Warhammer is why I love the game. Infinity is very no conversions of Warhammer. It's literally in their second edition rulebook, no making an army look similar to anybody else's IP. So they choke creativity outside and paint. I think that's a mistake. I think that's also a mistake if Games Workshop tries to push that as well. I think I was at Adepticon 2 years ago when I was with Games Workshop. And there was an Eldar army made out of Tree Lords. It was like a whole Wraith army, basically. So there was Wraith Knights and Constructs and all of that, and it was made out of all of the Sylvaneth kit. Datcom, thanks for subscribing, bro. And it looked amazing. It looked amazing. And obviously it was like an Eldar Exodite army sort of thing. But it looked like they'd done all of the good work to make sure that that army was converted, like, thematically, but also stuck into the mechanics of how that army played. And I was super pro it. I was like, that's brilliant. And that is, should be what the hobby is about. They, like, the infinite creativity. Well, that's the thing as well. Loads of Warhammer dudes. I'm such a man. Loads of Warhammer dudes get into the hobby and then they just explode all creativity that maybe they've always had. You know, you've got like a lot of musicians and other stuff, but like you've also got people who've never really done creative stuff ever before. And then Warhammer's now their creative outlet. And if we've learned anything from mental health over the past like however many years of research, is that like creative outlets are very, very good for people's mental health. Like, they're really, really good. I don't know about you guys, but when I finish a project or I think of a project, it gets me excited. It seems really fun. It keeps me motivated. It's just really good. There's no elf on my shelf. There's just a Santa on my... with my banter. I don't see how going after TTS protects their brand. I agree with you, Born Again Man Child. Also, excellent gag. Love it. A Santa on my mantle. Does that work? Santal on my mantle. So yeah, anyway, my point is it's weird to then create, to have a creative hobby or a business where you invite people in and you say, be creative as you like, you know, design things, kit bash things, whatever you want, and then say, stop your creativity there. Super weird. Don't know why you do it. I also don't think that that's going to get you any, like, that's going to win you any people. closed in my house. I love this 3D print in the last month, says Herminister. I need to focus more on what I'm printing in such an eclectic mix of stuff instead of focusing on the force, on one force. On what I'm printing, I need to focus more on what I'm printing in such an eclectic mix of stuff instead of focusing on one force. Oh, okay, I get it. Hey, Will Dockerall, how are you doing? You're absolutely right about that, Rob. I've never done anything arty, always worked on site and never been creative. I love painting and modelling. It's almost meditative. I think that's one of the big reasons that we all get into it as well. I think that's one of the things about the games as well. Like, they're all so creative. There's so many infinite permutations when you play Warhammer that creativity is displayed at the tabletop. Even the rolling of the dice, I think it's really good for your mental health playing games. So... I love converted models, says Draconda. On the tabletop, I would only have problems if those converted models cause confusion of what they are meant to be. Yes, but I don't think... So, like, Chaos Dwarves are a really good example, right? Chaos Dwarf, Line, Fireglaives are the same kit over and over and over again. There's, like, two hands, one hand, yeah? But if there was, like, another version of Chaos, of Fireglaives or Sword and Board Guys or whatever... I'd be all about that, just a different weapon. Or let's say I just wanted a whole unit that's just hammers and the whole other unit to have just axes and it wasn't available in the main kit. Like the Battle Standard Bearer, which has got a war scroll but really doesn't have a proper unit. There's an amazing third-party sculpt of that. Like, they don't make one, so why would I do it? Like, end convo, right? It's only coming to conversation, seed prints become more readily available, says Diatrine. No one batted an eye when conversions were based around green stuff. Diatrine, I agree. I agree with you, absolutely. I think conversions based on, like... Also, I'm shit at sculpting. Twitch chat, like, if you're great at sculpting, I want to get... Number one, I want you to be proud of yourself, so I want you to say in the chat. Like, I know Scrunty Hugh was here earlier, let me know. If you're great at converting or sculpting, let me know in the chat. But if you're not, and you could just 3D print a good sculpt... Like, you could just 3D print a barrel, or a gun, or a tree, or a shoulder pad to stick on your model because you're terrible at it. Or a cape. Oh my god. I see people sculpt capes all the fucking time, and I think, I'm not going to do that. Ever. Not one time. But ask me, could I, yeah, or would I, like, want, like, 30 capes for a unit? I don't fucking know. Pick a unit. Dryads. I want dryads with capes, for some reason, made of leaves. That would look awesome. Yeah? Do I ever want a 3D... Do I ever want to design that with green stuff? No. Do I want to order them or print them myself? Yes. Yes, I do. And that's my point. Like, I think there's loads of people out there who want that. I love sculpting. I'm not great at it, but it's something I love doing. Go on, Cold Shoulder. You got this. Sergeant Rolf, I'm not great at green stuff, but I've learned 3D sculpting. Yes! Go on, Sergeant Rolf. That's great. I don't mind 3D printing things for money. I have the knowledge myself. I'm more of a green stuff Luddite. They are just different approaches to the same outcome. I agree with you. I agree with you. Sharks with laser beams. Oh my god. Yes. Has anyone done that yet? Like, upgrade kits for... I'm the Thief Kid, but they're all lasers. Oh! Seraphon with laser kits or fucking laser beams all over them. Yes. I once green stuffed 75 mustaches on my Hulk Hogan guard. If I could have printed it, that would have saved me so much time. Can someone... Wait, I'm very confused. Did you make 75 Imperial Guard look like Hulk Hogan? That would look so good. And then also before, like, you also green stuffed them. Oh my god. Oh, I also love the commitment. Someone's like, you should make one of them look like Hulk Hogan. And he's gone, one of them. How about 75 of them? I'm going to take a drink in your honor, cuss. That is in the chat. That is cuss 12345. I salute thee. That is congratulations. So Rolf says, another thing with 3D printing, it's so much easier to commission, replicate, and adjust. Yeah, I agree. Like we were talking about, like, it's now within the realm of possibility that we could get a Nathan Prescott sculpt. And why wouldn't we? Is the truth of that. And the fact that you can commission that and make that a thing and have that on the show is excellent. So it also gives designers work as well, puts them outside of, like, corporate, like, malpractice or, you know, having to take a job with a company who maybe don't pay industry standard or pay below industry standard or have bad social, like, internal practices or whatever the situation might be. I am writing Mr. Blobby Chaos Spawn on my future conversion list. Oh my god, that's disgusting. I definitely don't want that. That would be really funny. Oh my god, imagine celebrities. That would be so funny. Like, imagine, like, getting a celebrity. I mean, it's probably, you run into an issue, but it would be so fun to have, like, I don't know, like, a Wesley Snipes vampire hunter. Or, you know, that would be cool, etc. Or, I mean, John Wick. John Wick. Mm-mm-mm. Just have him in your army. I have an idea for a captain to have a power fist as a big foam finger. That's a great idea. That's a great idea, Cuss 12345. Nicolas Cage, Fungoid Shaveman. It's perfect. Because Nicolas Cage is a national treasure. So, I'd buy a Rob Chaos Dwarf. Yeah, me too. You can scan your own head in and print that, Rob. Exactly. Right, so why aren't we doing this is the real question. Why isn't this being talked about more? I was thinking about 3D printing. Honestly, it's no different than going to a bit seller and buying parts or 3D sculpting your own parts. I think it's on par with green stuff in sculpting your own. I agree with you, Cold Shoulder. I think that's fine. John Wick Inquisitor would be cool. Brian Blessed head on God Track. Yes, I would enjoy that. Or Mr. Bean's head on God Track would be fun. Honestly, we need to get Rob's face on a miniature on the Games Workshop street. One day. One day, that's the mission. That'd be fun. Anyway, I'm going to keep painting. Right, I think we talked that subject through plenty. It's just it's the current subject that's in my head. And I don't know about you guys, there doesn't seem to be much other news out there in the world right now. Like, I mean, there is world news, but Warhammer news is, like, fairly light events. I mean, we had an event at the weekend, which is obviously brilliant, and I loved it. A couple of events, and there's some cool events coming up. Owen's event's out there now. The Fat Middle event, which I'm very excited about. So he's banned some of the best performing armies in the game. So it's only armies that underperform generally, or at least are in the fat middle, which I think is a cool idea for an event. Again, that's going to be on TTS, so I'm hyped for that. That's good. Herminister. Rob's head for the Unswarm Game website is easy to tell. I'll message you on Secret Discord later. Oh, yes, please, Herminister, please do. Playing on TTS last night, and the Sylvanas Spite Swarm Hive model has Nicolas Cage covered in bees as on the underside. Amazing Easter egg! See? Let's get that. That would be so good. The bees! You could buy that as a model. Printing parts or new sculpts is nice. Reprint, recast Games Workshop is naughty. Malk, I agree. I wouldn't want to... Because the thing... like, there's no creativity in printing the Games Workshop model anyway, because you can just buy it. The point is there are other designers out there in the world. Like, for me, like, at some... like, let's give it a good... Ogres is the example I can think of right now, because there's some beautiful Titanforge Ogres, if you guys haven't seen them, right? In fact, let me go find the link. I've shown this on the show before, but I'm going to show you guys a link because it's super important for the conversation, I think. And just let you guys see, right? So, yeah. Okay, here we go. 1 second. Let me just get the image up for you guys. In the chat. Can I even get this up on here? Yes. 1 second, guys. Sorry. Right, and then... okay, here we go. So, on here, this is Titanforge. These are some amazing dudes. Right, so, check this out. Okay, right? Now, if you look at the game... we should probably do that as well. Hold on. Games. Shot. Okay. Oh, God. That's definitely not what I want. right, let's go to... where's Destruction? Right, okay, here we go. So you've got Ogre Maw Tribes, right? So you got this. These are some good examples. You've got this dickhead, and then you've got this... Where is he? Sea View Orb. Hold on. Where is it? This dickhead. All right, okay. So here we go, right? So look at this. So this is a tyrant, the brand new tyrant from Games Workshop, and he looks mint, yeah? He looks great. Like, cool fucking hammer. Let's just make this a bit bigger so you can see it in fucking more detail, yeah? Cool fucking hammer, big spear, brand new, like, redesign. He's got a little Stormcast head on there. It's the first ogre model we've had, like, since Age of Sigmar, like, happened, right? So it looks awesome. I'm super into it, and it looks great. Now, what if I wanted to run two tyrants? Do I have to get two of this guy? Like, that doesn't seem cool. However, if I wanted to do an alternate, yeah, look at this fucking guy. Tell me you don't think he's great. He's an ogre, right? Who's also a conquistador. That's brilliant. But let's say you don't want to do that guy, right? And you think, oh, he's pretty rad, but I don't want that guy. I want some other sort of ogre. And you think, cool, well, we'll do this guy then. Yeah, who looks, again, hilarious. He's an ogre who works in a town, who's a butcher. Brilliant. And that's my point. I'm not saying that you like print Games Workshop stuff. I'm not into that at all. Here's another good example. This is a very old hunter model, yeah? Looks cool. Normally you're taking with some saber tusks, which are there, which are fine, right? Whatever. Like, I'm into it. But are you as into it as... Let me just find it. This guy, right? Who is also a hunter, but he has two walruses with him, right? And again, like, if someone put that down and said, that's my Icebrow hunter, I would, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I'd be like, that's amazing. Like, if I died to the seals, it'd be hilarious. Have you seen saber tusks? They look fucking awful. So, that's my argument, really, is that, like, I would love to play a game against that hunter and those seals, like, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the sculpts and models that are out there. So while I'm waiting for Games Workshop to design new orc boys, or I'm waiting for them to design the like slightly different cow mountain men or whatever. There'll be people out there who design them. But demon princes, Jesus, like. So there's just loads of ones. War as daddy is best daddy. I agree with that. lol, so good. More Merry Xmas. Hello, everyone. I've got the Titanfall joke. Yes, 100%. What site was that? That was called. Let me just go. Oh, sorry, I've just closed it down. Give me a second. I'm gonna get back here. It's My Mini Factory. Hold on. 1 second. I'll put a link in the chat for you guys. Hold on. There we go, dudes. There we go. That's the link. Fully support alternate sorts for those that just make bad rip-offs. No thanks. Sergeant Rolf, agreed with you. That is amazing. Aren't they amazing? Anyway. Warus killing Stormcast would be amazing. And that's really where the point is. The creativity for the hobby is like through the roof, I think. And looking at something like Ash McEwan's like ogres, or actually, not ogres, sorry, gargons, or in fact, any of the fucking gargons that we've seen, they look amazing. Like those mega gargons are a great base for people to be creative on top of it. But like, I'll give you a good example. I've always wanted to do a really heavily armored, great and clean one. So like a great and clean one, but with just like some big fucking shoulder plates and like big belly like plate, just like really. Scrivo, thanks for subscribing, babe. So yeah, I just thought that would look rad, right? If I just did that. But it's always been something that's outside of my technical expertise to do. And I could probably learn. I'm just busy, and like there's also so many other things to learn. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just a creative, cool idea I have in my head that I've never been able to achieve because I'm just not very good at it. But if someone just, like, designed some, like 3D sculpts, I'd fucking stick them on all over the dude. That'd be amazing. Anyway. Hey, Warhammer Rob, hope you're well. Easier question. Should people be allowed to scratch build a monolith? Sure. I mean, if it looks good, who cares? Hello, Alex. Thanks for subscribing, baby. Onion Knight, great and clean one. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Just like, imagine a great and clean one, but just like fucking massive shoulder plads. He just looks so badass. T-Man Cash, thanks also for subscribing. That's lovely of you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Hal Alex. And also Scrivo, Merry Christmas to you. You guys are great. Right, anyway, I've talked about that enough. Has anyone got any questions? Any thoughts? Wet Bandit Gang. Let's get Wet Bandit Gang. Oh dear. I wonder at what point over Christmas I'm going to run out of steam. But hopefully not. There's loads of dudes in the chat chatting away, so that'll be fun. Thank you for a great and clean one. If anyone does that idea, please do tweet me or send me a picture, because I would love to actually see that model. But I'm never going to do it. So that would look cool though, right? Imagine armored great and clean ones. I'd even like to see armored playbearers. I know that that's not the point of them, but it would be cool to see them with like shields or, it'd just be fun to see them rethought about, right? Happy Easter, Tuffy Ears. Hope you're well. The only conversation I've ever done was a Galloplox to an Ogre Butcher conversion. A Galloplox to an Ogre Butcher. It's an easy thing, and I learned so much doing it. Ogres lend themselves to conversions. I think ogres do. Martin Johnson, hello. I think ogres do lend themselves to conversions super well because they've just got a bigger frame. I've always said that about the Durthu kit, Treeman Ancient, Tree Lord. Again, very customizable because it's human shaped, basically. So I think they look super good. Coop, thanks for subscribing, baby. Loads of people subscribed today. That's fucking cool of you. Thanks very much. Or resubscribed. Whatever. Thanks, buds. You should put up a wish list for us to get you Christmas box tickets. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, Gorkamorka. Thanks, man. I'm going to do a thing tomorrow. I'm going to do a thing. I said earlier in the show, if you guys weren't watching, I'm going to set it up so whenever you guys subscribe, like Coops just has, or donate some bits or anything, you'll end up with some tickets. Because this is what proper streamers do. Proper streamers. You end up with some tickets. And then the tickets, like, we'll do, like, you do, like, a raffle. So the more tickets you have, the more chances you'll win the thing at the end of the month. And then with the new 3D printers that you guys got us, we'll just print some stuff out, which would be super fun. And maybe eventually, like, people who have been on the show or have donated something, they're like, I've got this thing I'm going to donate. Like, sweet, and that could go in the prize draw. So at the end of every month, we'll just have a prize draw of stuff that we can, like, give out to people. And that'll be a super fun thing to do. So, yeah, so we'll do that. We'll do that, which would be fun. Big Daddy Al, genuinely considering fobbing off my family just to have a big hobby send with the Honest War Game in the background. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I'm going to paint my little heart out over Christmas with you guys. We're going to be buds. I've been excited about it all week. So, whoop whoop. Yeah, I'm into it. What's everyone going to do? In fact, actually, can I find out what everyone's, like, game of choice is in the chat? That would be something. I'm going to try and remember this over the next few days. So, like, Warhammer Rob, I think Age of Sigmar is definitely yours. Like, I know some people actually in person, so that's fine. But I do wonder what everyone's game of choice is. And I imagine, like, predominantly Age of Sigmar. But, so, Born Again Manchild, 40k. I'm going to make sure I remember that. Age of Sigmar, says Malk. I know that, definitely. I know that's you. Frothy Cat, Monster Apocalypse. What the fuck is that, bud? Milky Badger, Age of Sigmar. Cuss is 40k. War Machine is AOS. I'll be painting up my Marvel Crisis Protocol box base or some other 3D prints for people. Oh, Helgemar. Yes. Minecraft doesn't count. Matt Mallow. But it's nice to see you here. Diadrain, AOS, Titanic is 40k in that order. Marvel Crisis Protocol, then AOS. Wow, Wargaming Dad. You're so much into... That's actually massive, Wargaming Dad, if you guys don't know that he's into Marvel Crisis Protocol, then AOS. That's interesting. Warcry, 40k for comp and TOing, says Copenhammer Simon. Interesting. AOS says Skinny Boots. Sigmar says Gemi. Love the Realm backdrop. Yeah, okay, that's really good. AOS Baby says Martin Johnson. Yeah, 40k for Darker Design. Sergeant Rolls into 40k. Scott B, that's a tough one. AOS, I think. So Scott B, you're into AOS. Okay. Gabawaki is 40k AOS, the same. Nice. Hellstorm Dan is into Ring of Fire. Hellstorm Dan is just into writing meme lists and sending them to me. Hellstorm Dan, you should be friends with Plymouth Troll Slayer and Matt Mallow in the chat. You guys have got that same energy, which is kind of like, I don't know if anyone saw recently, but there was a riot in Rio earlier in the summer. And while everyone was rioting, there was someone playing jazz flute. That's Hellstorm Dan's energy. And also Matt Mallow's energy as well. So you guys should be friends, I think. Traditionally 40k, but been doing a lot of AOS lately, says Angle. That is interesting. That why I would think with the new edition you would play more 40k, but interested just to know why. Cold Shoulders AOS for sure. I do love 40k as well. 40k the Necromunda for Will Dockrell. I know yours will. Eyeglasses does 40k. This is meant to be the year I got to AOS. I spent lots of time painting Deepkin Army ready for this year. Obviously it never happened. Sorry, bud. That's rubbish. MCP is a great game. Wherefore the Nords is Fallen Angels and Dark Angels, Fallout RPG. Fallout RPG! That's interesting. I didn't know that was even a thing. 40k AOS and Necromunda says Battle Chode. I knew that, I think. Dreadwoods is Malifaux. I knew that about you as well. And then AOS, Tide. Oh, Tide! Okay, I knew you're a big fan of Malifaux. Warhammer Rob, AOS, but everyone has a side hustle. You've got to have a side hustle. You've got to... Intern Matt, my favourite game is Annoying Rob, and you do it so well, you weird, weird e-boy. Gorkamorka, as the god of destruction, I like all games where orcs are involved. Good. Axis and Allies, says Nathan Brooks. And then AOS, I don't know what Axis and Allies is. I honestly don't. Is it good? Oh, Tuffy has got some Maggotkin for Crimbo. Congratulations. My main armies are Tyranids and Craftworld, so I'm kind of waiting on 40k. Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. So you're not going to go into a new army. You're just going to wait for your armies to come. That makes sense. Monster Apocalypse is a kaiju tabletop game by Privateer Press. Of the games people actually know about, Warcry is probably my favorite. Monster Apocalypse sounds great. I'm going to go look that up about after. Basketball, AOS, and Warcry. no dice. World War II board game. Okay, what about you, Rob? Just AOS and 40k. Yeah, yeah. So, Heresy as well, but having leapt into 40k, I'm not... I don't think I'm that smart, ultimately. Like, staying on top of 40k and Age of Sigmar is enough for me, and it's arguable I don't even, like, know 40k as well as I should do. I think that's a fair like criticism, and I do try super hard, but my way of learning normally is playing games and looking at tournament results. It's kind of my process. And I haven't been able to do much of either, obviously, this year for either of the two games. So that's been a little bit challenging for me, ultimately. But yeah, those two. And I used to play Heresy a lot, and I liked Heresy, but I'm more like the setting for Heresy. Heresy was like my narrative game. And then I haven't found anything that I've really enjoyed fucking with, to be honest. I quite like there being a cool board, scene, setting. I like the idea that it's a war game, although I don't want anything as complicated as actual war, like World War II stuff or anything like that, or Napoleon like stabbing some fools. But there are some like fun looking games out there that I like to get into. I think one of the things that I enjoy is just being not having to learn it all, and someone just like saying, here, look, do this, roll some dice, which I think is super fun. I know Warcry could be a fun thing to get into at some point, so that could be a fun thing to do soon, but I can't play anyone at the minute. So And also, I've been working past couple of years, cards on the table, setting up all the live streaming, traveling around the world, and doing all that has been quite a lot to keep my head on with. It's been quite intense. It's been quite a lot to do. So I don't think I'm a very competent worker. You know, it's like I think some people could do the work that I do in 2 hours and it takes me eight. Like that's just a personal confession. I work long hours. And I just don't think I do it overly efficiently. I try all the time. I'm just not that sort of person, which is why I do live stuff like this, because I can just chat to you guys, and that's fine, and that's cool. Like, after this, I've got some jobs planned, and I've got to work out how to do that ticket thing. Fuck knows how long that'll take me. So I have booked in time to work, fuck long, until it's solved. So, yeah, I haven't really had time to get into many other games, but I would like to. I think that'd be fun to do. Will you have Boss Baby Wilson on as a guest during the Xmas streams? Yes, well, I'm going to ask a bunch of people. It'd be great to have him on the show. He's great. And I would like to get into Lord of the Rings as well. I do have a little bit of a force now of Lord of the Rings dudes, which is super sweet. So that'd be good. Warcry is probably the best of the specialist games. It's quick and it's not very complicated. Yeah, like Underworlds, I'm not criticizing Underworlds at all, but I played Underworlds a couple of times. I just didn't like it. I've played Bud Bowl a couple of times, and it's a really great game. It's quite clear that you could get super into it, but again, I just don't really give a shit about sport, if that makes sense. Like, I don't give a fuck about them throwing the ball. It's just not where my brain's at. I like the war setting. I like the fighting, so that's fun. I'm around. Innes is in the chat! Yeah, baby! If you're around over Christmas, I'd love you to jump into the open house. Boss Baby is one of my favourite babies. In fact, I was going to message you properly later, actually, so that's nice of you to chat. Fan dropping could be interesting. Yeah, we're not doing fan dropping. Twitch chat, I love you, and anyone else who's watching, but it's just not how it's going to work. It's going to be people who've been on the show before. I was thinking of doing like a timer as well, maybe, like only have people on for so long or something like that. Who knows? Who knows? But it's meant to be very chill over the Christmas period. I'm going to probably set up a Discord room. So if you've never been into the Honest Wargamer Discord, !Discord in the chat, jump in there. The link should work. And if not, John Swivens, if he's in the chat, should send you a link. So if you jump into the Discord, I'm probably going to have the Discord up as a screen on the side. So like, I'll have it as a separate like window. So like, you know, someone's like, I'm painting this right now, like put a picture up, or like, this is me enjoying my Christmas, put a picture up, we'll do that. And so there'll be a resource for the Twitch chat to share some stuff to the screen as well. So we'll put that in there, so that'll be fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that's just some stuff I've got to set up today, which isn't super complicated to do, so it'll be fine. So do jump into that Discord if you want, and then we'll throw some stuff around. I tried to get into Guild Ball, but that got dropped a month or two later. Yeah, they fucking just nuked their own game. That's weird. Also, how does everyone feel about getting into a game? Does anyone worry about getting into a game thinking it might not exist in the future? Like, spending so much money on the game? I'm pretty certain Lord of the Rings will continue for a good while. And Titanicus. Not sure about Underworld Zone. Not sure that's a lot, like, long for this world. Which I think is, you know, like, does anyone ever get stressed? Obviously, 40K is going nowhere. Age Sigma is going nowhere as well. And I guess that's the problem with some of the other companies. I'm not 100% certain they're not going anywhere. Warcry, you're worried that that won't go somewhere. That's interesting. That sentiment actually makes smaller games harder to get off the ground, says Helgemar. Yeah, it's not a sentiment that I'm, like, it's not a sentiment I'm pushing. Like, I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just, it's a concern of mine as to why I sometimes don't get into smaller games. But then I got into the Heresy, and now that looks a bit doomed, like Scott B says. I was like that with Titanicus, but it seems to have settled. Yeah, I was definitely like that. It shits me up. I feel like that about Underworlds now, says Scrivo. That's a huge draw for Games Workshop. I think that is a huge draw for Games Workshop, is that you're pretty certain that they're going to... And what happened with Guild Ball is it's going to be a really big negative for the community for a while, I think. You know, like, we talk about armies being squatted, being removed from the game, because it was like a key moment in wargaming, basically, where your entire collection was basically invalidated. So, and, you know, we talk about the end times as well. So there's these moments where, like, collections are invalidated for their ability to play, and that's got to be, like, a concern of people's, ultimately. I really look forward to dropping pics of me in the Xmas sandals in the chat. Good. Dreadfleet, Hellstorm Dan. Yeah, there you go. It's dying locally each season. It's those more and more. I had that with God Tier. After they shit canned Guild Ball, I don't want to support a company that blames customers for the game ending. Rabbit Bunny, I can completely agree with you. Like, it's hard, right? I'm worried that meeting engagements might not be around much longer. Fuck. Happens a lot with online multiplayer games. Yeah, it does. That's a really good example, Innes. Like, it's a really good example. Like, the online multiplayer games, like, you invest time and whatever it might be, and then you're, like, worried that maybe that's not going to be there for a while, or, like... And that, or, it's one of the... I don't know if you've seen, one of the current things that I see being reported on a lot from the computer game industry is how many active players are playing it. So the Among Us thing was, like, a big deal. Like, how many active players are on Among Us? And obviously it spiked at a certain point. And that's quite important, because obviously if eventually it becomes like a wasteland on the servers, they close the servers down, but there's just no one fun to play. And it's kind of like if you were a new player wanting to get into a game, you know, like maybe everyone there's got a really high skill cap, so you end up like being like, fuck, I don't want to be involved in this. This is weird. Like the online, I feel like the volume of a player base is something that's being reported on a lot at the minute in computer games, and I think that's quite a fascinating trend. Some of the new games in Underworlds, maybe, but I've been here for Blood Bowl's super safe. I spent a small fortune on War Machine, and now no one plays it, so it's wargaming, Dad. Yeah, that's one of those worrying things, right? I pushed BMG hard and got the community up to about 20, and then Night Miniatures just trying to get rid of customers by fucking up constantly. Yeah, so there you go. So you guys have got that feeling going on as well. I won't touch God Tier because it's the same company as Guild Ball. Yeah. There's rumours of a new version of 30k with a launch box full of Plastic Marines and a Land Raider. Are there? Woohoo! That's fun. Like, again, listen, DJ Batman, if you're in the chat, and any Heresy players, I'm with you that you don't want it to change the new 9th edition rules, but just change the new 9th edition rules. It means you can just play both games simultaneously, and you don't have to... The barrier for me to going back to my Heresy army is that I have to relearn how to play that version of 40k, and I'm just not going to do it. So, whereas if I can just jump between both systems simultaneously, I'm definitely going to do it. I find it interesting to see some older games still have active players. I played Age of Empires 2 yesterday, still had over 20,000 players. Wow, yeah. Like, Nick is always playing Warcraft 3? He's always playing Warcraft 3, I think, like, in the online servers. I'm like, what the fuck? WoW does expansions, right? So that's how it keeps people in all the time. So that works. Concurrent users is one of the most important metrics when judging game health, says Halalex. Yes, absolutely. And I guess one of the problems with games that we play, tabletop games, is that we have no idea about concurrent users. We have ideas on concurrent sales, you know. I think that was one of the really, really exciting things about the tournament scene last year and the year before that, was the continual growth of the tournament scene made it so that, like, the idea of concurrent players was something that was really relevant in our heads. We understood that there were lots of people playing, and we were like, amazing, there are lots of people playing, so it's concurrent, there's a big player base, so you invest more into your armies or more into playing or more into practice time, because there's more. I think that's what's great about things like the ETC and WTC to a degree, is that you're like, oh, there's some sort of end goal, not the ETC particularly, but the WTC definitely. There's some sort of like, if I play a bunch of games, like I'm in some sort of like forward progression mechanic. I guess that's why people like ITC points and ITC rankings as well. Although I did see someone the other day say that he was playing against the fourth best Custodes player in his state, and it was the funniest shit I'd ever read. I have a friend that wants to get back to 30k, and the rule set just mushes my head. Yeah, I can't do it either, I'm not going to do it. It always has been. Player retention is the focus of the industry now because of the cost of developing games. Fascinating. Thank you, intern Matt. Player retention is the focus of the industry. I wonder if the Games Workshop, they're miles away from even thinking that through, right? One of the things locally was the Salty community would get a new game because of the new game. Because it was supposed to be the Games Workshop killer, then they would always get mad at the new games and filter back to Games Workshop. But can you remember all the rules for both AOS, 30k and 40k? No. I can do AOS and 40k. I could do 30k as well. Not to the detail that I would want to go to. I mean, I feel very lucky that like someone like Innes can be on the show, or the Falcon, and I feel like I can have a relevant conversation with them, because I feel that that's like a fairly high-end level of conversation. I feel like being able to speak to someone like Ishik from WTC about terrain, like, means I've got at least a good enough command of the game to be having a conversation with the guy designing the packs about it. Like, that's a good level of command of a game that I would want to have. When I play a game. So, like, that's hard for me to just jump into games. It was the fourth best Custodes player in his state. That's what he said. He's like, I was up against it. I was up against the fourth best Custodes player in my state, according to the ITC rankings. And I was like, holy shit, could there be a lower bar? Could there be a lower bar? I hear what you're saying, Rob, but if 40k and 30k are just reskins of each other, they lose the drive for me to play both plus AOS. I prefer them being different. See, I like the difference between AOS and 40k, but the Heresy, like, I feel like it could do with some huge cleanup on the rules anyway. Like, and some of the elements could just change around, personally. I think it could. But that's me. Like, I found 7th edition 40k and the Heresy very unintuitive. As an Age of Sigmar player, but I find 40k fine. Like, now I'm like, cool, there's no dramas apart from human beings walking through walls, but they're allowed that because it's a real difficult game design mechanic problem to solve, so I don't really know how they could deal with it. Still, a lot of people say they play 40k for instance because it has a large player base, and they turn around and play the three people exclusively. He's a weird creature. Never a truer thing said, Helgemar. Never a truer thing said. I don't remember then. Oh, and Leighton, that's a lower bar. Leighton's great, though. You can't say that about Heresy, or the rivet counters will get you. I can say it, and I will say it. Adam Trunzo, big love to you. Hope you're well. The more game systems you play, the more releases you can get excited about. That's true. That's true. But who actually... Who says that they... Like, who... Oh, I don't know. I don't know who's got, like, competent command of more than one game system, let alone two. Oh, 40k is good now. Dreadwoods. Dreadwoods in the chat says that he honestly doesn't like 40k, but 40k is in a really, really solid place. Like, it's a really competent game. Like, it's got some good moves in it, and it's got some good plays, and it's quite fun keeping track, and it feels... I like it. It's got some real strengths to it. I like Age of Sigmar a lot of them as well. I think they're both in possibly the healthiest place they've been in a long time, so really digging them. Although I'd like them to get rid of Band and the spells, but that's me. What do you think of apps like Game 4 by Uncle Adam for getting together with the gaming community when you could go out and play with your toys? I've not used it. I do like the idea of it. One of my good friends who I met from playing games, Mark Wildman, he just tweeted, he was like, does anyone want to play Warhammer this weekend? And I was like, yeah, I'll play. I quite like that. I think that's quite fun. And it was also elective as well. Like, if I thought he was a prick, I wouldn't have said yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'll go play Mark Wildman. That's quite fun. And then the reverse is true, right? Like, I put up a tweet, does anyone want to play some Warhammer this weekend? Someone's like, yeah, I'll play, yeah. That's sweet. You at least engage with me online and think I'm okay. Like, we can make friends. The Uncle Atom thing also sounds really, really, really excellent. Sorry. I've just never used it, but it's a great tool, and Uncle Adam should be applauded for thinking something like that up. I think that's excellent. But I do also feel like events are a great way of doing that and a great vehicle for making people make friends. I think events are like super good. I'd like to see loads of people, and it's definitely something I'm going to do at the arena, like here. That's one of the things I'm going to do here locally, and hopefully that's like an inspiration to some people or like gives some people ideas, is I'm going to do like meet and greets, like events, like where it's an event, like it's a tournament, but it's meant to be more like come and hang out, meet some people, make some friends, hang out, sort of thing. A bit like what I'm hoping the Christmas shows are going to be like over the next couple of days. Well, one of the things that I struck on over the past few weeks was that, like, as a nightclub promoter, I was like into community building for years. It's basically all I did. I just built communities. I just introduced people in the club. I'm like, you should be friends with these guys. Like, very much like I said to Dan, you should be friends with Adam Mumford and stuff like that. Like, there's some certain people who've got the same sort of, like, sense of humor. You just introduce them, you just make them make friends. And that's cool. And I think I'd like to do that at live events post-COVID. I think that's one of the skill sets I've got, at least as a person. So I think that'll be really fun in the future. So I'm really up for that. Wait, you don't think Wildman is a prick? I mean, he is, but those are the sorts of friends I like. So. Right, okay. It's time for me to go for Christmas Eve. I've got stuff to do. I've got food to cook, to prep for the next 3 days. And today has been won by Hulk Hogan Guardsman. So that's going to be the plan. I've still got to set up all the stuff for the next few days, which I'm very much looking forward to. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll be live all day, from midday for all of the day. It's going to be super chill. We're just going to hang out. I'm going to have some guests on. We're going to do some raffly stuff. Whatever. We're just going to have some good times, right? And then Christmas, same. Boxing Day, the same. If you want to tune in, do. If you don't, have a great Christmas. Just hang out. Love each other. What's Cadaver TV said? Oh, so funny story. Logged in here to watch, and my daughter goes, "Oh my God. Is there going to be an end to that sentence?" Hello to Darren's daughter. I actually don't know your name. I'm so sorry. Your dad's really great. I really like him. He's a really great dude. So, hello. Anyway, listen, all of you are great. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being on Patreon. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Love yourselves. Have a great time. See you soon.